神啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
神啊，你为我们预备的是何等的荣耀。
Thank you for the glorious things you have prepared for us.
我们真的不配。
We are not worthy.
但主啊，你的荣耀却来，呼召我们在你荣耀的旨意里头有份。
But your glory have called us to be part of it.
主，我们把今天我们再次聚集，再次交在你的手中。
So we commit today's gathering into your hand.
主，我们求你除去撒旦一切的搅扰。
May you take away all the disturbances of Satan.
阻挡他一切的工作。
Stop all his work.
主，叫我们每个人的心都是向着你的。
That all of our hearts are focused on you.
以致你自己成为我们的注意。
That you became the center of our focus.
以致我们能够与你相交。
That we may have fellowship with you.
以致我们能够听你。
That we can listen to you.
以致我们能够被吸引，能够爱你，来跟从你。
That we may be attracted and to love you and to follow you.
主，我们感觉我们真的很软弱。
We know that we are weak.
我们也很不配。
And not worthy.
但是我们所求的，我们的根基是你爱你的教会。
And but we are seeking that foundation about you and the church. How you love him.
因为你爱你的教会，所以你喜悦怜悯我们。
And because you love your church, you want to be merciful to us.
你乐意向我们启示你自己。
And that you want to reveal yourself to us.
我们求你圣灵赐下同在。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit grant us your presence.
启示你自己给我们。
And to reveal yourself to us.
我们将祷告乃是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我盼望今天早上能够与大家交通神家的建造与和与我和我家。
And this morning I want to share with you talking about the building up of the house of God and how it relates to our own home.
我自己很软弱。
I myself am weak.
我觉得我们在这里交通，我们彼此代祷。
So as we fellowship here, let's pray for one another.
也求主增加我们的信心。
And that may God increase our faith.
所以我们能够听见他的话。
That we can hear His voice.
我们也盼望在我们中间，无论我们的需要，我们的甚至没有信主的。
And when we come here, whatever our needs may be, even we, some of us may not have yet to know the Lord.
我们都能够听见主的声音。
That we can all hear the voice of God.
首先，我们要来看神家的建造。
Let us look at the building up of the house of God.
昨天晚上，王弟兄跟我们交通到神的家就是教会。
Last night, Brother Wong shared with us that the house of God is the church of God.
神要得着他的家，他要住在人的中间。
God wants to gain this house. He wants to live among men.
他要建造他的家。
He wants to build his house.
他要建造他的教会。
He wants to build his church.
在创造万有之先，我们可以说神已经有他的家了。
So in a sense that before the creation of the world, God has his home.
我们所相信的神是创造宇宙独一的真神。
The God that we believe is the only God.Who built the whole universe?
他是三而一的神，有三个不同的位格。
He's a triune God. He has three persons.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是完全合而为一的。
Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, they are always one.
父在子里面，子在父里面，父子在圣灵里面。
Father is in the Son is in the Father and Son are in the Holy Spirit.
神并不孤独。
God is never alone.
约翰一书四章十六节告诉我们，神就是爱。
John 4:16 say that God is love.
这个爱包括爱的相交。
And it's talk about the fellowship of love.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是彼此相交和彼此相爱和被爱的。
The Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, they love one another, they are in love.
是个非常圣洁、彼此相爱、同心合意的。
They are holy, and they love one another, and they are together all the time.
这是三一的神原来美丽荣耀的家。
That is their home, that they belong to one another together.
圣父爱圣子，父神爱他的独生子。
The Father loved the Son, the only begotten Son.
他要表达这个爱。
And in order to express this love,
他就定了一个旨意。
He has a will.
他要为他的爱子预备一个配偶。
He wants to prepare a partner for his son.
能与他的爱子同心同工，成为他爱子的知心。
That she should be a counterpart of his son, a partner to him to serve him and work with him.
叫这个配偶能够像他的爱子，与他爱子是相配的。
And that this partner should be similar to his son.
彼此相爱，合而为一。
And to be able to love one another, to be united.
因着神这个永远的旨意，神创造万有。
And because of this will, God has created all creation.
他也创造了人。
He also created man.
目的是叫人能够与他的爱子儿子做他成为他的配偶。
In order that the man can be a counterpart of his son.
要叫基督跟教会联合。
And that Christ and the church may be one.
这个教会在神眼中是极其宝贵，是蛮有荣耀的。
And therefore the church is precious in God's sight. It is full of glory.
神也很愿意我们更多的认识他的教会的荣耀和宝贵。
And God wants us also to know how precious and how glorious this church is.
所以神就感动保罗在以弗所书第一章十七节到十九节有这样的一个祷告。
And therefore God has moved Paul to have such a prayer in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
那里说求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的大。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, in the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
看见教会的荣耀需要圣灵的启示。
To see the glory of the church, we need the inspiration of the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
神也盼望我们为着这个祷告。
And God wants us to pray according to that.
然后在二十二、二十三节就讲到这个荣耀的教会。
And then in verse 22 and 23, he talked about the glorious church.
神将万有伏在基督的脚下，那里讲到使基督为教会做万有之首。教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
He says here, and he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
最后一句的那充满万有者就是基督。
And the one that fills all and in all, he is Christ.
这节可以翻译成为教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
So in the sense that the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
然后保罗在后面第五章二十五节他说。基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And then in chapter 5 verse 22, he says, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
二十七节说，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
That he might present her to himself, in verse 27, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that his church should be holy and without blemish.
这个教会的荣耀还不是在教会本身。
The glory of the church is not in the church itself.
那是在于与基督的联合。
But it's to do with the church being united with Christ.
昨天晚上王弟兄也讲到在31节。
And Brother Wong shared with us in verse 31.
这是圣经中出现过四次很重要的经文。
And that was the same scripture that appeared four times in the Bible.
那你说为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife.
这一节的重要性还不在于人的婚姻。
This verse, the importance is not concerning the marriage of man.
那是在于人的婚姻所预表的基督和教会的联合。
But it's to do with the symbol of unity concerning Christ and the church.
所以在32节说，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。
That's why Paul said this is the great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
为着这个荣耀的旨意，神要做建造教会的工作。
And for this glorious work, God wants to do the work of building up the church.
教会的建造必定成功的。
The building of the church must be successful.
因为这是神在创世之前所定的旨意。
Because it is a will set before the foundation of the world by God.
神的旨意
God's will
跟我们所人所定的旨意是不同的。
It's different to our will.
我们的所定的旨意是呢是常常变的。
Because man's will are changeable.
因着我们的感觉看法的改变，我们就把原本的那个目标定义改变。
It's influenced by how we feel or how we change our directions.
甚至我们的看法没有改变，但是遇见困难，要付的代价太大了，我们就放弃我们原来的那个目标。
Sometimes we even given up our goal because it became too hard, too difficult.
但是神所定的旨意呢，是坚定不移的。
But the will set by God is unmovable; it must be achieved.
它必要进行，并且成就建造这个荣耀的教会的工作。
He must proceed.And continue until he finished the work of building himself a glorious church.
事实上，用神预知的和勇士的眼光，他已经建立成功建立他的教会。
In terms of God's eyes, looking into eternity, he already finished that work.
正如圣经的末了，启示录二十一章第一、第二节。
Like in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 and 2.
使徒约翰说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
John said, Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
一个荣耀的教会献给基督与他联合。
There, a glorious church being presented to Christ to be united with him.
老约翰不单只看见，他在下面的第三节更是听见。
Not only the old apostle John saw that, he also heard this.
第三节说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，他要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold,The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
一个神安家在人中间，人也安家在神的同在里头的一个图画。
Here God tabernacle among men, and man united with God in his dwelling.
神要擦干他儿女的一切的眼泪。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
如果今天 你我有很多眼泪。
If you and I today have many tears,
神说有一天他要擦干这些眼泪。
And God will wipe away all these tears.
叫你的眼泪，为神流的眼泪，成为神建造他教会的一部分。
And that the tears you shed for God will be part of the contribution to the church of God.
教会的建造必定成功的。
God's church must be successfully built.
无论撒旦的工作是多么的越来越猖狂。
No matter how bad and how terrible Satan's schemes are.
无论我们今天所身处的时代是越来越邪恶、淫荡、黑暗。
And the generation we're living in now are wicked and really evil.
甚至不法的事增多，人的爱心战战难当。
And lawlessness increase, and the heart of man grow cold.
甚至在地上个别不同的地方性的教会会冷淡、软弱、失败。
And many churches all over the world may become cold and fail.
神宇宙性的教会的建造仍然进行，并且要成功。
But the church universal will continue to be built up until it is finished.
主耶稣基督就是那位建造者。
And the Lord Jesus himself was the builder.
他在马太福音16章18节说，我要把我的教会建造。
And chapter 16 verse 18 in Matthew he said that I will build my church.
这个建造教会在主眼中是极其宝贵和有价值的。
This is so precious and important to the Lord Jesus' eyes.
马太福音14章44到45节说，天国好像一个买卖的人寻找好珠子，遇见一个重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有，买了这颗珠子。主耶稣为做这个重价的珠子，他付了极大的代价。
And the Lord also shared in Matthew the parable about the pearl of great price. That when the merchant saw the pearl of great price, he wanted to sell everything that he has in order to purchase.
为着建造教会呢？他撇下一切所有的。
In order to build the church, he was willing to lay down everything.
从天上来到人间，道成肉身。
He came from heaven to earth, tabernacle became man.
天天背起他的十字架。
Every day he bare his cross.
最后被钉上在十字架上。
In the end, he was crucified on the cross.
因着背负人的罪孽，他甚至死在十字架上，被神掩面不看。
And he bare our sins upon the cross, even the Father covered his face against him.
他甘愿为建造教会付上重大的代价。
So to build the church, he's willing to pay such a high price.
说明他对教会是多么的宝贵。
It shows how precious the church is to him.
那么这个荣耀的神荣耀的旨意跟你和我有什么关系呢？
So this glorious purpose of God, what has it got to do with you and I?
以弗所书第一章第四、第六节，我们昨天晚上也读过的。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 is what we have read last night.
以弗所书第一章第四节到第六节这样说。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to verse 6, it says here.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of his glory, of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
所以每一个，如果你是一个真正重生得救的基督徒，
So every one of us, as long as we have been born again,
这个很重要啊！你需要知道你是不是真实重生得救的基督徒。
We do need to know, are we a born again believer?
如果是
If we are,
你我都是神从创立世界以前所拣选的
Then you and I were chosen before the foundation of the world.
都是神这个荣耀教会创造的建造的一部分
We are part of the building work of God.
神都要这个人在神的家的建造上尽他那一个功用
And God wants us, every one of us, to have our contribution to the building up of this church.
有他的角色
That we have a part to play.
叫神荣耀的恩典在这个人身上呢得着称赞
That the praise of his glorious grace may be through us.
第五节更加说是神预定你我的儿子的名分
In verse 5, it says we have been predestined to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
英文虽然翻译成 adoption.
And even though the English translation is adoption.
但这里的英文的 adoption 跟现代人领养是不同，完全不同的。
It is different to the way people adopt children today.
现代人的领养儿童呢，就是把这个孩子领到自己的家里头养育他。
Today's adoption means that you took someone who is not your child to your home and raised him or her up.
但是神给我们的儿子的名分呢，是把他自己的生命赐给我们。
But when God adopted us, He actually given us His own life.
叫我们重生在神家里头。
That we may be born again into His household.
并且能够生命长大成熟。
And that our life may grow up and become mature.
在爱里圣洁。无有瑕疵
In love, holy and without blemish,
像基督
just like Christ.
我们对于神这个拣选和预定不是很明白的
We may not truly understand how God predestined us and adopted us.
但神说他是这个是他按照他的喜悦的旨意所定的
But he shows us that this is according to the good pleasure of His will.
是越过你跟我以往的成长所遭遇的。
This is more than what we have experienced in our life.
无论你我的成长的背景是多么的软弱，今天的处境是多么的软弱。
Whatever situation we may find ourselves in today, no matter how weak we may be,
神都叫。那些重生得救的人能够像主
God calls those who are born again to be like Christ
为叫神荣耀的恩典得着称赞
That the glorious grace of God may be praised
一周是个很好的弟兄
Brother Ichu is a very good brother
但是他是不是圣洁无有瑕疵的呢
But is he holy and without blemish?
楚芳在我心中是个很好的妻子。
Yvonne is a very good wife in my eyes.
但是他是不是圣洁无有瑕疵的呢
But is he holy and without blemish?
神的拣选和预定是叫他们属神的人圣洁无有瑕疵
But God's will is that we are to be those chosen by Him to be holy and without blemish.
我们想一想
Let's think about it.
有没有一些基督徒啊，他的性格跟行为呢，叫你很讨厌的
Is there any Christians that you met?That cause you to detest him or her because of their character or the way they do things.
但是如果他们是个真正重生的基督徒
But if they are truly born again,
他将来真的是要圣洁无有瑕疵的
One day they will be holy and without blemish.
你可能问，为什么这么不可爱的人都被神所拣选
？You may have asked, how could someone so unlovable can be chosen by God?
但神说，他的拣选是按照他所喜悦的旨意的。
But God says He chose us because of the good pleasure of His will.
这个事实叫我们为自己所喜欢的弟兄姊妹很兴奋和鼓舞。
And we felt very encouraged by this for those brothers and sisters that we love.
也叫我们为着那些不喜欢的，我们觉得不可爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有更多的尊重和接纳。
But we also need to respect and accept those brothers and sisters that we do not find lovable or acceptable.
这是神儿女的一个可夸的盼望和把握。
This is the confidence and the hope that we can boast of as children of God.
想想我们自己。
Think about ourselves.
我们今天都可以为着神的拣选和预定来感恩并且喜乐的。
Today we can all be giving thanks to God for the grace of salvation that we receive.
无论我们今天的光景是怎样的，非常的软弱，我们觉得甚至自己讨厌自己。
And we may feel that we even detest ourselves because our own failures, our own poor condition.
我们都可以不算胆，不灰心。
Yet we should not lose heart, should not give up hope.
因为知道神必定按照他所喜悦的旨意预定我们，就能够像他圣洁无有瑕疵。
Because according to His will, that we all be like Him, holy and without blemish.
叫神的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And that to the praise of His glorious grace.
有时候我觉得自己很软弱。
Sometimes I think of myself to be weak.
我们可能觉得自己有很多软弱，这个限制有很多，甚至很痛苦。
And because of our weaknesses, sometimes we felt the agony of our failures.
好像自己是个很破漏的器皿。
We felt that we are such a poor instrument for God.
想更像主，却是与主的差得很远。
We want to be more like God, but yet we are so far away from Him.
想更爱主，却是常常的时候选择保护自己。
Sometimes we want to love the Lord more, but in the end, we became more self-interested and protecting ourselves. We want to love others, we want to serve them, but we find we are powerless to do so. We always struggle, we always in failures.
但是感谢神，因此我们知道这个是神的拣选和预定。
But we need to think aboutThe predestination and the plan of God.
神叫我们像他，得着神儿子的名分。
God wants us to be like Him, that we should have the sonship, the name and the life that He has given us.
甚至今天我们在挣扎和叹息中，我们仍然能够等候神所预定的那个奇妙的成就。
So we may be in our struggles today, but we need to wait for that moment God reveal what our true destiny is.
这个是我们可夸的盼望和胆量。
So therefore we have the confidence and boast on that confidence.
这个盼望也要来改变我们在地上的人生观和价值观。
And this confidence will change our whole value system about life.
当你我相信耶稣做个人的救主的时候，你我的罪就得着赦免，免去地狱的火炉。
When you and I have our sins forgiven by the Lord, we are safe from the hellfire.
我们心中为着这个很高兴，我们就觉得这个是福音的目的。
And we rejoice over that because we know that this is the purpose of the gospel.
我们很容易继续我们在信主之前的那个人生观。
And but we may continue our whole.A viewpoint of life based on what we were before we are saved.
以为我们的人生目标是追求地上的成功跟幸福。
We thought our purpose of life to seek the happiness and the good things of this world.
不同的就是今天有神爱我们，来帮助我们得着那些东西。
And we thought that after we got saved, now God can help us.To achieve those goals faster.
但神的旨意的目的并不是为着叫我们免去地狱的火炉的。
But God saved us not just to free us from the threat of hell.
目的乃是要把你我放在神的教会当中同被建造。
But that you and I may be put in the church of God to be built up together.
能够越过越像主。
That the more we are together, the more we can be like Christ.
越过越有主的爱和主的圣洁。
The more we have the character of the Lord Jesus, His holiness.
盼望神的儿女在地上的人生观、目标，从虚空的世界，会过去的世界，连于神建造教会这个永远的旨意里头。
May the our viewpoint as children of God be changed from the worldly view and to be like God and to understand the purpose of His will creating us.
什么是教会的建造呢？
What is the building up of the church?
不是个教堂的建造。
It is not the building up of a church building.
也不是一些聚会的设立和安排。
It's not the institution of some gathering of people.
教会的建造是神家里头的人同被建造。
The church being built up is that the household of God being built up.
是包括古今中外所有重生得救的基督徒的。
And that household of God included all the Christians from all ages.
也不只是我们小小的一个聚会。
It's not just our little gathering.
是有更多的人能够信主，成为神的儿女，神的儿女能够生命更成熟。
And that as you see more and more people got saved, that the life of God become sort of more evident.
更爱主，在光中与主相交。
To see more people love God more and to have more fellowship with Him.
更追求主的性情和圣洁。
Seeking after His nature and His character.
更爱身边的神的儿女，更懂得与弟兄姊妹彼此连结，在光明中彼此相交。
And that brother and sister may have fellowship in the light, and to love one another.
在神的同在里头，同心敬拜侍奉他。
And that together, in God, could to serve Him and to worship Him together.
这个建造就是基督徒的人生追求的方向。
This should be the directions and goal of every Christian.
为着这一个神给每一个在地上他的儿女呢，都预备的一条当跑的路。
And for this purpose, God has set a path for all of us to run on.
这条路不是外面的路。
It is not an outward path.
我要到这个地方去，或者到那个地方去。
I'm going here, I'm going there. Not that sort of path.
那是一条属灵的道路。
But it is a spiritual path.
一条向天的路。
A pathway that goes towards heaven.
虽然都是一条奔向基督的路。
It may be the same path that runs towards God, to Christ.
同一个目标，但是呢，神给他的儿女呢，每一个要跑的路都是不同的。
But every path that we are running for all of us, each of individual path is different.
是独特的
unique to each one of us
都是为着教会的建造上呢，神要这个人经他独特的角色跟功用的。
Because in the building of the church, each one of us have a very unique role to play.
所以不需要比较。
So there's no need for us to compare against one another.
你我都是一同走天路的。
You and I are walking on this heavenly journey.
都要来彰显神荣耀恩典的。
We are to express the glorious grace of God.
可能有不同方面的彰显。
Maybe we can express it in a different way.
你我不能够彼此取替的。
You and I are irreplaceable.
别人也不能够替你走。你的道路。
Someone else cannot run your path for you.
保罗有他的道路。
Paul has his way.
他当跑的路他跑尽了。
He said he has run that race.
你我都有自己当跑的路。
You and I have our own race to run.
神也要你我去跑尽。
And you and I got to finish the race as well.
神没有说我们在地上要完全向主，完全活出主的爱和圣洁。
God did not say that we must
完全好像主一样完全圣洁，好像主的性格。
God did not say that we must completely like the Lord Jesus Christ
on earth.
on earth, while on earth, to be exactly as holy and as without blemish as he is,
才算是跑进。
And to be considered as we have run that race.
如果这样的话呢，我们没有一个人能够跑进我们当跑的路。
Because if that's the case, none of us could have finished that race.
但神却要我们每一个人都忠心跑神给我们的道路。
But God wants us to be faithful in running that race.
不知道你我跑天路的时候，主给你的身份和环境是什么？
I'm not sure when we run on this heavenly journey, what sort of circumstances you are being placed in.
有些人的环境看来是比较容易的。
Some of us may have an easier way.
有些人的环境的看来是比较困难的。
Some of us may have a harder way.
但是无论怎样呢，主都是要叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But God wants to cause all things to work together for good to those who love God.
如果你今天的环境是比较困难的
，If today your environment could be slightly more difficult，
但是不要丧胆，不要灰心
，But do not give up， do not despair，
因为主不会丢弃你，也不会忘记你。
Because God will never let you go， never let you down， never leave you or forsake you。
有一个颇有趣的故事
，There was a very interesting story，
讲到有两个人
，concerning two men。
一个在地上很蒙福，是服侍主的。
One man was very blessed as he served God on the earth.
是做执事的，很有恩赐。
He was a deacon and he was very gifted.
家庭很富有。
His home was very rich.
他要什么就有什么。
Whatever he wants, he can get it.
他会领事，会讲道，什么都会，带来很多人信主。
He's gifted. He can preach. He can sing hymns. He can bring many people to Christ.
在礼拜堂门口有一个乞丐。
And in front of his church, there was a beggar.
什么都没有。
He has nothing.
他的身体是有肠胀的。
And he had many boils on his body.
听说小的时候是被关在一个黑黑的房间里头好几年的时间。
We heard that he was locked in the darkened room for many years when he was young.
就一只猫跟着他。
Only a cat was his true companion.
当他们上去天堂的时候。
But when they went to heaven,
那个乞丐呢？那个房间，那个房子比较大。
The beggar has a much bigger room.
那个服侍主的执事呢？在地上很昌盛的。他的房子比较小。
But the man, who was a gifted deacon, he only have a smaller room in heaven.
所以他就问神了。
Therefore he asked God.
他说：“怎么搞的？我在地上为你做这么多的工。”
He said, "What's happening here? I have done so much work for you on the earth."
这个乞丐呢，整天是只会讨饭，什么都没有做。
Yeah, this beggar did not do anything apart from begging for food all his days.
好像只带过一个人信主。
And he has only led one person to Christ.
但是我却带了这么多人的信主。
But I had led so many people to Christ.
为什么的我的房子这么小，他的房子这么大呢？
Why would I have a smaller room than his?Which is much bigger.
神对他说
And God said to him,
你有的都是你轻易得来的。
He said, whatever you have, were all easily gained by you.
你是第三代的基督徒，有许多的教导你都知道。
You are the third generation Christians that you have received much teachings.
你身体很强壮，你很聪明，又有才干。
You are strong, you are intelligent, you are talented.
这个乞丐什么都没有。
Yet this beggar has nothing.
他每天需要挣扎的一件事就是不要向他的猫发脾气。
And every day he struggled to just try to control his temper, not to throw at the cat.
他每天都要挣扎很多心里头的自怜啊自卑。
He has to overcome a lot of his self-pity, his own problems.
你不需要什么挣扎。
Yet you have no struggles.
样样事情都是很轻易得来的，也很轻易的舍去。
Easily gained, easily given up.
你有很多，看起来你也给了很多。
Surely it looks like you have done a lot.
但你自己却不是常常敬重的。
But you do not always honor me.
不把荣耀归给。
And do not give glory to God.
这就是为什么这个乞丐的房子比你大。
That's why the beggar has a bigger mansion than you.
因为他在地上每天都是很用心的依靠主。
Because every day on earth, he was relying on the Lord every single day.
每天都学习舍己对付自己。
Every day, he denied himself to deal with his flesh.
每天都不嘴算，不算自。
And every day, he did not give up.
每天他都靠着主管理自己的情绪，不像这个猫发脾气。
Every day, he relied on the Lord to not to told to become angry with the cat.
这故事讲给我们听，神是不看外表的。
The story tells us that God does not look at the outward things.
也不按我们外面的成就来衡量我们。
That we do not count our accomplishment on our outward gain.
他只看我们有没有忠心跑完他要我们跑的道路。
He wants us to run that race and to see that we finish it.
以致当我们向他交账的时候，他就跟我们说。好，你又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来分享主人的快乐。
So when we meet him and give an account to him, he will say to us, "Good and faithful servant, come and enter into my rest."
或许你今天在地上，在别人生命中有一点的成功。
Perhaps today you are slightly more successful than others.
但千万不要因着这个骄傲懦惰。
But never become proud and become lazy because of that.
好好忠心的每天背起自己十字架，跟从主，学习爱神爱人。
Be faithful to the Lord and take up your cross each day to follow Him.
或许今天你在地上有很多艰难。
Or today you may have much difficulties.
你有很困难的丈夫或者妻子，很困难的儿女。
And you may have difficult husband and children to deal with, or wife to deal with.
但千万不要因此灰心丧气。
But because of that, do not become despair.
要好好的靠主，越过这些的难处。忠心背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
That you need to rely on the Lord, take up your cross each day to follow Him.
要记得，我们乃是一群走天路的客旅。
You must remember that we are pilgrims on this heavenly journey.
这个世界不是我们的家，不是我们终极的归属。
This world is not our home, is not our eternal abode.
这条在地上的路呢？是为要神在我们身上建造他荣耀的教会。
This is just a temporary place where we see God building up His glorious church.
所以我们的人生目标是追求主自己，主的爱，主的圣洁。
So therefore, our purpose, our goal should be seeking after God Himself, His love.
我昨天跟一个弟兄交通。
Yesterday, I had some fellowship with a brother.
讲到工作有很多挑战。
Talking about the many challenges at work.
真的不容易在这个地方生活，孩子这么多，要养活家人是很不简单。
It is quite difficult in this environment to have so much work to do and to raise a family.
但是我们是走天路的客旅。
But we are pilgrim on this heavenly journey.
我们的目标不是为着赚钱养家活儿的。
Our purpose should not solely focus on making money and feed our family and raise them up.
这些养家活儿只是个促进，来帮助我们达成一个目标，就是向主。
To earn a living, to raise our family is just part of the journey of for us to get to know God better.
追求向主。
To seek after Him, to be like Him.
在家里头很辛苦，照顾孩子的母亲。
So those mothers who are struggling to take care of their children at home,
那个目标也不是终极目标，也不是在照管孩子，训练他们。
Your sole purpose is not just to look after them and to raise them up.
那个目标就是通过这个过程来追求主，向主，也帮助孩子追求主，学习向主。
The purpose is that through raising children, that you yourself will focus on seeking after the Lord to be more like Him and help your children to do the same.
上个月农牧弟兄讲替我们讲到那个姊妹 Fanny Crosby.
Last month, Brother Long Mao mentioned and shared about Fanny Crosby, the hymn writer.
她出生两个月内就患病了。
She was sick for 2 months after she was born.
不幸的，他们的当时的家庭医生不在。
And that day, the family doctor was not around.
有另外一个人冒充有证实的医生的执照的。
There was another man who pretend to be a true doctor, but he was not.
然后去尝试医这个 Fanny Crosby 的病，但是反而把他的用错药，把他眼睛弄瞎了。
Tried to heal a Fanny Crosby, but used the wrong medicine and caused Fanny Crosby to lose her sight.
几个月后 ，Fanny Crosby 的爸爸又过世了。
And few months later, Fanny Crosby's father passed away.
她的妈妈要做女佣来养活她。
And her mother needs to go and become a maid in order to raise her up.
有一个很困难的。情况。
So she was basically being raised up in a very difficult situation.
她长大后成为一个知名的诗人。
When she grew up, she became a famous hymn writer.
一生写了9000多首诗歌，被神大用。
She has written over 9,000 hymns, greatly used by God.
有一次，有一位很善意的传道人对她说。
One day there was a preacher, a very well-meaning preacher, saying something like this to her.
主既然给你这么多的恩赐，但却没有给你视力看得见，我认为这个是个很大的可惜。
He says such a pity that God has given you so much talent to write hymns, yet He did not restore your sight for you.
但是 Fanny 就立刻回答。
But Fanny quickly replied.
可能以前有很多人问过，跟他讲过类似的话。
Perhaps there are many others who may have said the same thing to her before.
他就说：“你知道吗？如果我出生的时候能够向主做出一个祷告的话，那就是叫我生下来就是名。”
Fanny said that if I have any prayer to offer to the Lord about my sight, say is that.When she was born, she would have liked to be blind from birth.
因为当我到天堂的时候，第一眼看见那个人呢，就是我所爱的救主。
Because I would like to see the first person that I would like to see with my own eyes would be the Lord Jesus Himself.
另外，有一个澳洲人。
There was an Australian.
他在1982年生在墨尔本。
1982, he was born in Melbourne.
他叫 Nick Belucic.
He was Nick Belucic.
他今年33岁。
Today he's 33 years old.
他父母是基督徒，爸爸是牧师。
His both parents are Christian. The father was a preacher.
他们发现。刚刚生下来的儿子是没有手脚的。
And when Nick was born, they discovered that he do not have any arms or legs.
他们非常的惊讶。
They were very amazed.
全教会的人都问：如果神是爱的神，为什么容让这些事情发生呢？特别发生在一个对主、服侍主的人呢
？The whole church was puzzling by this. They say, how could God allow this to happen, especially to a couple who are serving God?
Nick 本身他也很痛苦。
And Nick himself was in a lot of agony.
在成长的当中，他有许多的自卑，很多的孤单。
While growing up, he was very alone and he has much self-pity.
甚至想过自杀。
He even thought about killing himself.
但是后来神慢慢地开他的眼睛，叫他看见万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But later on, God opened up his eyes to realize that all things work together for good to those who love God.
他的生命被改变。
And therefore, his life was transformed.
他今天已经完成大学。
And today, he has finished his university degree.
已经结婚，有两个孩子。
He is married and he has two children.
他向人传讲主耶稣的见证。
And he always preached the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
述说神的恩典跟慈爱。
And speak about God's love and his mercy.
他说我把自己完全交给神。
He said, I give myself completely to God.
做他想我做的事情。
To do the work he entrusted to me to do.
无论他领我到何方，我也愿意跟从。
Wherever he leads me, I will follow.
用我已学习怎样去信靠他。
For I have learned how to trust in him.
Nick 今天还没有走完他的路程。
Nick has not yet finished his journey.
我们盼望他能够忠心地跑完神叫他的跑的路程。
We pray that he will faithfully finish the race that God has set out for him.
以致神荣耀的恩典在他身上能够得着称赞。
That God's glorious grace may be praised through him.
每个基督徒都有他当跑的路。
Every Christian has our own journey or pathway to run.
Nick 有他的 ，Fanny Crosby 有他的。
Nick has his own race and Fanny has hers.
你我都有我们自己的。
And you and I have our own race to run.
无论我们今天甚至年纪，无论是年幼、中年，甚至老年，我们都有神要我们前面要跑的路的。
Whatever age we may be, whether we are young or middle age or old age.We all have our own way to run.
神都要我们人在这个地上的时候能够彰显他荣耀的恩典。
God wants us to really manifest the glorious, His glorious grace while we are here.
但是另一方面，
But on the other hand,
如果你我今天还没有信主，接受主耶稣做救主的话。
If you and I have not yet received the Lord Jesus to be our personal Savior,
你就还没有得着主耶稣的拯救。
Then you and I have yet to receive the salvation of the Lord.
你就要很小心你今天所走的路。
Then you have to be very careful the way that you are walking on today.
主耶稣他在马可福音第八章三十六到三十八节，他这样说。
And the Lord Jesus in Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 38, he says this.
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命。有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻。
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange?For his soul. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in his glory, in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So, therefore, if your pathway is not going towards the Lord Jesus,
无论你走得多么快，走得多么远。
No matter how fast you run, how long you may have run.
甚至你可以赚得全世界。
You may even gain the whole world.
赚得你想要的那个世界。
The world that you wanted to gain.
却是赔上自己的生命。
Yet you have forfeited your own life.
是没有益处的。
Then it's totally useless.
所以我们要快快地转向神。
So therefore, we should turn ourselves towards God.
让神拯救，成为神家里头的人。
That God may save us and that we may become part of the household of God.
我们现在要来看神家的建造和我家的关系。
Now we will look at the relationship between the building up of God's household and how it relates to my own home.
家庭是神所设计和并且是设立的。
A family has been set up by God.
家庭在神这个永世的计划里头是扮演一个很重要的角色的。
The family play a very important role in our life.
在地上这个短短的人生里头，神是这很多时候是这座一个一个的家来拯救的。
And God always saved family by family while we are on earth.
是一个家一个家这样得着的。
That home by home that He will gain for Himself.
很多时候他先得着一个人。然后得着一个家。
Sometimes he gained one person first, and then through that one person, he gained the whole family.
但是家庭的价值和重要是在于这个家能够与神教会的建造连上关系的。
But the value or the importance of this family got to be related to the church and its building up.
所以有关于家庭，我们怎样建造我们的家的事情。
So concerning our family and how it should be built up.
虽然整个世界，我们身处的世界，都是要为我们自己建立我们的家，赚更多的钱，有更有安全感，而你成绩更加好。
The world keeps telling us that we need to make more money to have a better environment for our family members.
但是这个不是神要我们建造我们的家。
But that is not how God wants us to build our home.
神要我们怎样建造我们的家呢？
How does God want us to build our home?
约翰福音十三章。
John's Gospel chapter 13.
三十四、三十五节。
Verse 34 and 35, it says,
"我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
如果我们在家里头，家人是信主的。
If in our home family, that our family members are believers,
我们建立我们的家那个方向是什么？
So what is the direction that we should focus on when we build our family?
要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
不是孩子成绩更加好。
It's not that our children should have better results in exams.
不是赚更多的钱买更多的房子。
We should not be making more money and build a better house.
那是要追求靠着主，家人彼此相爱。
But that we should seek after the Lord, that we, as family members, we love one another.
无论是夫妻的关系
，whether it's husband and wife relationship，
父母儿女的关系。
Or parents and children,
婆媳的关系
or in-laws and daughter, or in-laws.
如果是信主的
if we believe in the Lord,
我们就要追求彼此相爱
then we do need to seek to love one another.
当这样的时候，我们家里头 还没有信主的人，他就看见，就认出我们是主的门徒。
So if that's the case, then our family members can see that we love the Lord, and they can also do the same.
我们每个人，神给我们不同的道路跟环境。
We have different environments, different situations.
但是我们需要在家里头学习怎样忠心的走神给我们的要走的路。
But in each of our home, we need to learn, to be faithful, to walk on the path He has given us.
以致我们家里头没有信主的家人，他能够因此信主。
So that our family members who are not believers, they can see our examples and want to come and follow the Lord as well.
怎样去做？每个人都不同。
How should we do it? Each one of us are different.
但是圣灵会带领我们。
But the Holy Spirit will lead us.
但这一个呢，是需要成为我们一个很清晰的目标。
But it should be a very clear purpose in each of our hearts.
不是追求外面很多的成功跟丰盛。
Not to seek after the external success and riches.
不是世界上那些人看来成功的。
And not to just seek after the worldly success of other people.
眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
And that is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life.
这些都会过去的。
All these things will pass away.
但是为着爱主，来学习彼此相爱呢，有永恒的价值的。
But because we love the Lord, we want to learn how to love one another, this has eternal values.
我们怎样建造我们的家？
How do we build our home?
耶稣亚记二十四章。
In Joshua chapter 24,
十五节，他这样讲。
Verse 15, it says,
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua 24 verse 15 And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord,Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
耶稣啊说，至于我和我家呢，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua said that, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
当时他就向这些以色列人有一个问题。
So this is a question posed to the people Israel by Joshua.
说你们要以侍奉耶，如果你觉得侍奉耶不好，今天就可以去选择所侍奉的神。你可以选择你们在列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神，或者选择现在来到这个新的亚摩利人的地。他们所敬拜的神。
And he said that if you think there is no good or evil to serve the Lord, choose for yourself who you want to serve. You can serve the gods of your ancestors or the gods of the Amorites that you now dwell with.
我们今天有很多移民。
We have many migrants here.
我们移民之前，可能我们是侍奉我们原来地方的那些很多人追求的那些世界，那些的偶像。
Before we migrated here, we may have been serving the things of the world or even worshiping the idols of the world.
在中国侍奉、追求中国人很想追求的东西。
In China, we may be seeking after many things that Chinese people are looking to.
来到澳洲,
when we come to Australia,
我们也可能追求很多澳洲人所追求的。
We may be also seeking many things that the Australians think that was important.
但是耶稣啊说，至于我和我家，
But Joshua
said,
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以他有个很清晰的目标，他要训练他的孩子，帮助他们成长，要侍奉耶和华。
So he has a very clear purpose to raise up his children and to serve the Lord together.
有很清晰的目标，要这整个家好好的侍奉耶和华。
He has a clear purpose for his whole family to serve the Lord well.
这样说不是说不需要再管工作，不需要管孩子的照顾，不是。
He's not saying that we should therefore neglect working, or even take care of our children.
那是个很清晰的目标，我们做这一切是为着要侍奉耶和华。
But doing all this in order to serve the Lord.
是这样建造我们的家。
That's how we are going to build our family.
其实没有进入婚姻的都可以有自己的家去侍奉神。
Many people before they enter into marriage, they already have opportunity to serve their family.
甚至在我们结婚之前，我们可以侍奉神。
We can serve God before our marriage.
但是甚至我们一生没有结婚，我们都可以有自己的家侍奉耶和华。
Even we may not be married, that we still have our own immediate family that we can serve.
我们可以开放我们的家，去关心弟兄姊妹，接待弟兄姊妹。
We can learn to open up our house. We can learn to care for other brothers and sisters.
结了婚可以这样做，没有结婚也可以这样做。
We can do that after we got married, or we can do that before we got married.
我认识一些姊妹们，他们还没有进入婚姻。
For some sisters who have yet to enter into marriage,
但他们却有姊妹们住在一起。
These sisters, they live together.
学习彼此相爱。
They learn to love one another.
在这个家里头学习服侍主。
They can learn to serve the Lord in that family where they share the house.
所以用我们的家来侍奉神，不一定说要结婚以后才可以。
So in order to serve the Lord in our family, we don't have to be a married family to serve the Lord.
其实我也看见有很多不少的姊妹们因着这个缘故是被服侍有成长的。
I saw many young sisters have been served by this family of sisters who live together, and I was encouraged to see that.
神把他的心意告诉我们。
God has shown us His will.
我不知道你们，我们讲交通，你们的感觉是怎样
？So when I was sharing this, I'm not sure how you feel.
可能我们觉得我离开神的心意很远了。
Perhaps you felt that you are so far away from the will of God.
我很软弱了。
I'm very weak.
我们来读一处地方的圣经。
Let's look at another scripture.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 5. Verse 15.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节这样说。
Isaiah 57 verse 15, it says this.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、 名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵通飞谦卑的人同住，要使谦卑的人的灵苏醒，也使通飞的人的心苏醒。
For thus says the high and the lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
如果我们觉得自己很软弱，
If we feel that we are weak,
其实这个神才能够把他的恩典给我们。
God can give us His grace.
这里说，当我们觉得自己很软弱，我们离开神很远，我们心灵有一个痛悔的心，有一个谦卑的灵，这个才是神所乐意居住的心。
When we feel that we are weak, but we have a contrite and humble spirit, that is the condition or state that God is able to help us and to revive us.
他与心灵通飞谦卑的人同居。
He said he wants to dwell with those who have a contrite and humble spirit.
所以不要因着我们觉得自己很软弱。
So do not feel that you are so weak.
以致我们就放弃灰心，继续我们的光景。
And that we became giving up, and then we are not able to proceed.
乃是到神跟前向主说：“主啊，我是很软弱。”
But to be able to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm weak.
但是因为我是你所拣选的。
But because I was chosen by you,
我向你悔改。
I want to repent to you, towards you.
我要亲近你。
I want to be near to you.
转向你。
To turn to you.
求主住在我的心。
May the Lord live in my heart.
其实主一直都是与我们同在的。
God is always with us.
但是主需要我们的心转向他。
But God needs our hearts to turn to him.
我们怎样跟神这个荣远的旨意、教会的建造能够连在一起呢？
How can we be united with the building of God's house or the church of God?
我们带着谦卑的心来到神跟前。
Let us come to God with a humble heart.
罗马书十二章第一节。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says,
一个人怎样开始，他自由地让神在他身上做他的工作呢？
How can a man be free to serve God and do God's work?
为着神家的建造，为着神的心意的成就，叫我们能够成为神荣耀的恩典，叫他得着称赞。
In order to accomplish God's will, to see his plan fulfilled, to see the praise of his glorious grace.
在神的家里头，
In the house of God,
罗马书十二章第一节，保罗劝勉。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1, Paul encouraged
神的儿女说
，The children of God saying,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我们带个谦卑的心来到主的跟前。
Let's come to God with a humble heart.
带着我们的本相。
Come to God just as we are.
我们看见主的心意。
To see the heart desire of God.
虽然我们知道我们的软弱，
Even though we may be weak.
但是我们知道主他能够的。
But we know that God can do His work.
他能够在我们身上做他要完成在我们身上的工作。
He must accomplish, He must finish His work.
但是他要我们把自己奉献给神。
But He wants us to offer ourselves to Him.
把自己完全交给神。
Completely to Him.
把我们的主权交给他。
That we give Him our rights.
以致他能够自由地在我们身上工作。
And that he can freely work in our life.
把我们的家奉献给神。
That we give our home to him.
让神在我们家里头做他的工作。
That we may allow God to do his work in our family.
我想我们用短短的时间，我们每个人在神面前有安静祷告。
Maybe we can use a few moments to, for each of us to pray quietly before God.
好不好？我们都站起来。
Let's stand up.
我们每个人都安静在神的面前。为着神给我们的奇妙的恩典，我们感恩。
For the amazing grace of God, we must give thanks to God.
如果我们觉得自己很软弱，
If we feel that we are weak,
我们也可以向主祷告。
We can still pray to the Lord.
如果圣灵感动我们，
If the Holy Spirit moves us,
把我们自己奉献给神，
to give ourselves to the Lord,
我们也可以向着主祷告。
We can always pray to the Lord.
把自己奉献给神，不是说为主做很多的工作。
To give ourselves to the Lord does not mean doing a lot of outward things for Him.
那是把自己放在祭坛上面，让主来做他的工。
But to give ourselves on the altar and to do His work.
如果圣灵感动我们，我们也可以把自己的家奉献给神。
If the Holy Spirit moves us, we may also offer our own family to Him.
主耶稣，我们来到你跟前。
Lord Jesus, we come to your presence.
主，我们真的是不配的人。
We are truly unworthy.
但是你的奇妙荣耀的恩典在我们身上。
But your amazing grace and your glorious plan is in us.
主，我们求你开门心中的眼睛。
May you open up the eyes of our heart.
叫我们真知道你。
That we may truly know you.
也知道我们是你的儿女，是个何等荣耀的身份。
And that we are your children, what a glorious position we are in.
主，以致你帮助我们，以致我们能够把自己完全的交托给你。
That you may help us so that we may completely offer ourselves to you.
主，好叫我们懂得怎样让你在我们身上来工作。
That we may know how to allow you to work in our life.
以致我们的人生观，我们的价值观在地上越来越被你改变。
And that our worldview, our value system will all be changed and transformed by you.
以致我们和我们的家越来越侍奉你。
That ourselves and our home can truly be one that truly serving you.
主，我们求你的话，圣灵翻译在我们心里头。
May you translate your words into our life.
你自己成为我们的吸引跟力量。
That you yourself became our attraction and our strength.
主啊，以致我们能够在你荣耀教会的建造上，我们能够尽我们的一份。
So in the glorious work of building up the church, we may be part of it.
不是靠我们的力量，
not by our strength,
那是靠着你的生命，你的力量，
but by your life and your strength.
以致荣耀都完全归给你，
till you receive glory.
叫你的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And that the praise of your glorious grace, to the praise of your glorious grace.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.